WNST, Towson Baltimore, and Baltimore Positive. I was going to get the butterscotch ripple ice cream out for this. I just like saying that. Butterscotch ripple. Who would not want to eat that? When I saw that in store 204 last week, I picked it up at Wise Markets. Wise Conversations, always brought to you by friends at Wise Markets. And we haven't had Alyssa on in a while. And I must say to you, the last time I had you on, you gave me peanut butter indulgence ice cream. I have half a gallon of that left. I brought up here, it will melt. And then the pretzels get funky and like all that. How are you? How are things in Sunbury?
I'm great. Thank you for having me. I'm glad that you always bring up our ice cream. I love it too. Always trying different flavors. So looking for the seasonal stuff that comes out. We're happy to work in the office right next to our ice cream plant and get to taste it and sample it before it goes out as well.
Do they send it over for lunch some days, like a social or something like that?
They do. And we have a freezer in our break room. So there's always ice cream in there. So
it's
a
great thing to have. No good. That is dangerous. I have it downstairs now. I mean, I have two floors in my new place, so I have to like walk to get it. And at least I walk some things off. I like having you on because we always talk ice cream flavors and all that, but it's Easter time. And you know, I promote everything we do at Wise, and that still has not gotten me a tour of the ice cream facility. And it still has not gotten me on the pre-list. I don't know what the seasonal flavors are till I see them in the aisle. I was wondering, I'm like, did they sneak that butterscotch ripple in on me like that? That's one of my favorite things. So I had to pick that up. But I do love having you on. And this Easter season, I didn't even know when Easter was. I had to like think about, all right, Ash Wednesday, Palm Friday. And I'm like, okay. When is it? It's the 17th. We're a couple weeks out. It's way after opening day, way after the national championship, way into April, but still plenty of things Wise is doing to get ready for just beyond Easter baskets and all those crazy little chocolates and the little hollow chocolates that always felt a little skimpy to me.
Yes, I always like when you get those Easter bunnies and it's like solid chocolate and it's good chocolate. That makes my
day. You know, when you touch it, you hold it, it feels so styrofoamy when it's not right, right?
Right, exactly. I understand. But yeah, thank you for having me. And I want to talk about our rewards program today for Easter and all of the great decorations we have, the basket stuffers for the Easter bunny baskets, everything that Wise has to offer, not just the food pieces.
Well, Rob took down all the St. Patrick's Day, the Valentine's and the strawberries. By the way, you tipped me off on the strawberries. They were delicious. My wife picked them up. I'm a dark chocolate guy. I think you know that. But for Easter, I guess we think about baskets and we think about eggs and we think about decorations and fun colors. The thing that I haven't done since I was young that I miss, and it's something I did with my dad. We get the little Pez things and we'd make the eggs, and sometimes they'd be pretty, sometimes they'd be ugly, and we wind up eating eggs for 4 or 5 days. But the dyeing of the eggs was one of my fun activities. You know, we're talking grandkids in my family, so I'm going to have to think this whole thing through and have to redo it all again.
Yeah, exactly. And I think every year they come up with a new way to dye Easter eggs. Like, we have one of our recipe videos on our website is taking Cool Whip and like putting drops of dye on Cool Whip and rolling the eggs on it. Or you could even use shaving cream, any type of cream like that. And it makes a tie-dye pattern. And then there's new ones now where you put the drops of dye in a bag and shake it around to make it tie-dye. Or those
I did that. That's old school. I'm older than you. That's not new. Yeah. We've done that. We did that in the 70s.
They reinvented it. We'll put it that way.
All right. Well, you know, we know about the dye. But for me, with I think about chocolate and I think about I'm not big into the little marshmallow fluffy guys. You know what I'm saying? Like, there's certain things in the season, like at Valentine's Day, I like the little Be True, you know, the little candies. They're good. I know candy corn. Oh man, there's a whole debate about that around Halloween, right? But Easter, we can all agree on chocolate, right? We, other than the little smushy marshmallow guys with all the sugar. What are they called?
The peeps.
Peeps. No.
The marshmallows.
No. There's no chocolate in those. Why would I like those?
Exactly. And like you talked about, like, everyone has their favorites for different holidays. And with our rewards program, we have the favorites of getting a ham, but we also have turkey that's included as well. So with our rewards program, every dollar you spend, you get 1 point. And then these points can be redeemed on a variety of groceries or gas, depending on your store. So some of the ones for our Easter program is, with 400 points, you can get a free ham, you can get free turkey breast, or if you're a vegan or vegetarian, we also have a tofurkey option as well.
All right, how many points was that? I have my app, Remember the last time I didn't have my password? My app was functioning the last time. I'm guilty of this, not just with Wise. I'm guilty of this with every Marriott miles I have. I tend to know my airline miles because I book and I'm like, all right, I got enough to go to, you know, Chicago next month and see John Mayer. So if I, let's see here, my points, my rewards, let me see how many points I have. I currently have reward points, 417.
It's there you go.
I have 417 reward points. So I'm good for a ham?
Yep, you could get a
ham. Honey, we got ham for Easter. Look at it. We're just finishing the ham from Christmas. We still have the split pea soup. We just finished the end of the ham and pea. This is a good idea. I have not had a ham at Easter, and that would mean that my wife would be making leftover soups. But you know what she would say? You don't want soup in May and June and July. We don't need leftover soups in spring and summer. And I'd say, I'm good for soup anytime. I'm good for ham anytime.
Exactly. I agree. And for those that don't have 400 points, we have other reward levels. So 200 points will get you deeply discounted items as well in our store. So that is also on ham, turkey. And then we have some two different ones this year. We have fresh Atlantic salmon filet and lamb legs that you can also get discounts on with 200 points.
Well, Alyssa Marsh is here. She is from our friends at Wise Markets. And of course, we have these Wise conversations all week long. We try to have some fun around here and help local. We had Rob Santoni on a couple of weeks ago talking about all the charitable things you guys are doing and rounding up. And I had lunch with Jamie, one of my great sponsors here, Nacho Mamas, last week. And I was telling her, we're getting close to the dogs and the cats. That's when we get to my favorite time of the year. We have the Black Tie and Tails event coming up with Be More Humane later on in the month. I'm promoting that. So I do love talking about all of this, but when it comes to rewards, I didn't even know I had saved enough. It feels like Christmas was a minute ago, and I was arguing with you about, I only have 360 points. I better go spend some money if I want a free ham, right? It's amazing how quickly, and my wife's been doing a lot of shopping lately, it's amazing how quickly all this added up, because I thought I was going to embarrass myself when I pulled the app up. I thought I'd have like 138 points or something. It is amazing how quickly, and if you get gas, and if you buy other things, I was going to tell you this, that you say like non-edible Easter things or whatever. We were in just going through Wise, looking through all the aisles, just seeing what was there. We've moved into a new home since the last time I had you on. So we have some issues and items and we're a little lazy and we're walking through the appliance area. Yeah, there's such a thing. I mean, you have waffle makers and coffee grinders and whatever. And the coffee pot that we actually have, the Cuisinart, was there. And I'm looking at it and I'm like, we need another one because I'm tired of going up and down the stairs to get coffee and stuff. But it is amazing how many things, especially in your bigger stores. You have some smaller stores on the east side that I know about. We talk about the old Wise or the old Marsh stores. But your bigger stores have so much more than just produce and food and meat and vegetables.
Right. A lot of people don't realize that, like, related to Easter, we have the holiday decorations, but also the appliances. We have blenders. We have an air fryers that we sell. Lots of appliances and dishes and baking sets. It's truly, you can find anything, especially at our bigger stores, like we talked about. So you can get your Easter rewards groceries, but then you can also look at stuffing the Easter basket full of candy or little toys that we have for sale. And then there's centerpieces. The floral department has great centerpieces for your table for Easter, but then also different items and figures that you can put out for decoration, all the little bunnies. The outdoor section also has like little flags you can hang out, little mats that you can put out, a bunch of things.
No peeps, though. You said little bunnies, and I'm like, no, not those little bunnies. You know, I don't want those.
Right.
For Easter and for getting ready for the season and spring and what, you know, I love this time of year, too, because you talk about different things we can do. And I guess food's coming through and produce coming through and sort of the farms getting active and all of that stuff, too. So this is my favorite time of the year. And not just because it's opening day week. Alyssa Marsh is here. She's from Wise. And we're talking about rewards, talking about rounding up and all that stuff. But let's go back to ice cream for a second here. Do you get the seasonal ice cream list? Because I don't, and I know you, so I should be able to get this, right? What else do we have besides butterscotch ripple that I'm unaware of? Or do I need to go seek it out?
I can get it for you. Yeah, I don't have it now, but every time they bring us new flavors, I'll try it. I don't have a running list, but
I'm waiting for some sort of spring peach, some summer peach. I'm not involved in picking the flavors, but at least over here, it sounds like a good idea. The wild Maine blueberry is delicious too.
Exactly. And then if you like blueberry in the summertime, we have a red, white, and blueberry. So for patriotic, for Memorial Day, the 4th of July, things like that.
I got that one last year. I got that one last year. Yeah, it's weird because it's red, white, blue. You're used to like red, white, and brown, like the chocolate Neapolitan, you know, or whatever.
Yeah.
But I've been tearing up that butterscotch ripple and I didn't even know it was out there. So I'm pleased with that. For rewards and for signing up, tell people how easy it is. And I also want to give you a chance. And I'm not the best at this. Like, again, when it comes to knowing how many points, I'm also not an online shopper. You know, I've gotten better. I've gotten on eBay since the last time we got together. I bought my first, I'm like an eBay junkie now. So I'm like bidding on these crazy rock and roll belts from the 70s. It's weird. I've been talking about it a lot. I'm a little obsessed with it. Like I was with a kid collecting baseball cards, but shopping online is something, you know, my wife's very comfortable buying things, clicking things, boxes show up. She buys shoes online. I'm like, how do you do that? You got to put them on. But people buy online. But more than that, I see the real benefit. And I'm tactile. I like getting in the car. I like driving. I like rolling the windows down. It's a couple miles away. I like getting out of the car. I like talking to people in the groceries. You know, like I like seeing variety and grabbing things and reading. I'm that guy. But for people that want to do it quick, sometimes I am in the store and say, well, I get where somebody would just want to like, they need butter and they need mayonnaise and they need milk and they need some apples and they click. And that's so popular. And I'm such an old guy for wanting to go to the store, right?
Hey, that's okay. We have both experiences for those that are busy or are unable to make it to the grocery store. We have pickup and delivery options. And then those that like to shop, we definitely welcome people into our store as well. But like you mentioned, you can shop online on our website at wisemarkets.com. or on our app. And then for those that aren't sure how many Wise Reward points they have, you can check that on our app or at the bottom of your receipt. It tells you how many points that you have total.
It's crazy, right? Like I dropped my wife off. Like my wife has a medical appointment later today. And it's one of those things where like during COVID, I'd sit in the car and kind of wait it out for 45 minutes. To think that I could just like grocery shop, you know what I mean? Like it just doesn't occur to me. Like it occurs to me yesterday morning when we woke up and there was no milk for coffee. And there was no milk for my cereal. So I therefore had oatmeal instead If I just would have clicked a button on Sunday, we could have just swung by and grabbed them. And I need to talk about that out loud as an old guy. And I need to promote that out loud. So maybe someday somebody say, you know what? I got 5 extra minutes. I can just click 5 buttons online, get the little couple, 5 things I need, 10 things I need, stop by, grab it. It saves me 20 minutes, right?
It does. It does. And I shop weekly. So I like to plan what I'm having for the week on Sundays. And then on Monday over my lunch break, I will add everything to my grocery list. So that way when I get off work, I can pick it up on my way home. So it's very convenient for me to do that. And
I'm not that organized. I wake up and have black coffee because I forgot to get milk on Sunday night.
I use it also as like a list instead of typing, I need milk on a grocery list. You can just automatically add milk to your cart. And then when you're ready to place an order, you just have it all there ready to go. So I like that.
Oh, isn't that smart? Yeah, I've never thought of that.
Put it in your cart.
Yeah, it must be a female. My wife thinks of things I just don't think of. You know what I mean? Because my wife, when I tell her that, she's like, oh, yeah, wait till I tell her. I'm going to make it my idea. And she'll never know it was your idea. Alyssa Marsh is here. She is from Wise Markets. We have our Wise Conversations. I know you're disappointed that I did not break. I have my scooper. My scooper's right here, okay? So I can break out, but I did not get the ice cream. Here's what happens. When I do these segments, we're already 18 minutes into the segment. I know you find it hard to believe. But when my ice cream melts, and then it becomes not as good. So, but I did want to break out the butterscotch ripple and make you jealous, even though you have it right in the pantry. I mean, you make it right next door. I hope that the factory's doing well. I hope things are getting back to normal in central Pennsylvania. I'm hoping to get up and be a part of a tour up there and have a little bit of fun. And I always think it like Willy Wonka, like I'm going to bring my scooper and just start scooping the ice cream and eating it. But I don't think you'll let me do that. I have too much hair. You're going to have a hairnet on me, the whole deal, right?
Yep, exactly. But we can take some right off the line and bring a container. And they test it every couple hours, the quality and the consistency. And
who has that job? Who gets that gig?
I know, right? You sign up taste ice cream every couple hours to make sure it's still good. So
well, I work for Wise Markets. I'm an ice cream taster. You know, let me know when that job becomes available. I'll post, okay? Okay, I'll get tired of doing this. I won't eat ice cream all day. Alyssa Marsh is here from Sunbury and our dear friends at Wise Markets. And you know Wise all around town. We talk about it all the time. And we're doing the Maryland Crab Cake Tour. I'm going to get Rob back out to hang out with us as well. Always fun to visit with you. I have no melting ice cream. I didn't pick up any pounds at 9 o'clock in the morning doing this segment. But the next time, peach, I'm promising you, okay?
Sounds good. I'm sure we'll have one for summer. They always come up with those fruitier flavors for summer.
I love things in these segments. I do, yeah. You know?
Ice cream sales will keep increasing for the summertime, so there'll sure be a lot that'll be hitting your stores soon.
It's just more reward points for me is what it is. Yeah. I am Nestor. We are WNST AM 1570. Towson, Baltimore, having some fun and some wise conversations. Make sure you're out supporting all of our incredible sponsors, including our Maryland Crab Cake Tour. We're going to be at Greenmount Station on the 15th. That's Good Friday. It's going to be a great Friday in Hampstead up in Carroll County as we get together with my pal Chris up there, have one of my favorite crab cakes. People ask me, where do they have a great crab cake? I say, go to Greenmount Station. You got to go up to Hampstead to get that. So I'm looking forward to doing that next Friday. On the 22nd, we're going to be in White Marsh with my pal, Andy, his new location at G&A Coney Island Hot Dog and Crab Cake. Although you can go stop by and get breakfast. It's a great little diner up on Philadelphia Road. Everybody's been there. There's been a line out the door. We're going to be doing our show there from Baltimore with love, just like the sign says, on the 22nd. And the 27th, we are at Conrad's up at Perry Hall, just past Rob's store, up on Bel Air Road, just north, south of the Gunpowder. And we'll be there on the 27th. That's on Wednesday. It's all brought to you by our friends at the Maryland Lottery, as well as our friends at Goodwill. Another wise conversation in the books. I'm Nestor. We are WNST. AM 1570, Towson, Baltimore, and we never stop talking Baltimore positive.